the 19th day of the blessed month of Baba, the martyrdom of Saint Theophilus and his wife in Fayum. On this day, Saint Theophilus and his wife from the city of Fayum were martyred during the days of Emperor Diocletian the Infidel. Some people brought accusation against them before the governor of being Christians. The governor brought them and questioned them about their faith. They confessed their faith in Lord Christ with all courage. The governor commanded to have them thrown into a deep pit and to stone them to death. This came to pass, and Theophilus and his wife received the crown of martyrdom and were buried in this pit under the stones. May their prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day, the assembly of a council in Antioch against Paul of Samosata. In the year 262 AD, a holy council assembled in Antioch to judge Paul of Samosata, patriarch of Antioch. He was a native of Samosata and was consecrated patriarch of Antioch. Satan sowed in his mind the belief that the Lord Christ was an ordinary man whom God had created to redeem the human race. Christ started by being born of the Virgin Mary, and that the divinity did not unite with Jesus, but joined him by the will only. He believed that God is one person, so he did not believe in the Son or the Holy Spirit. Because of him, a council assembled in the city of Antioch during the papacy of Pope Dionysius, the 14th Pope of Alexandria. He was invited to attend the council, but because of his old age and poor health, he was unable to attend. So he wrote a letter to explain that the Lord Christ is the Word of God and his Son, and is equal to him in essence, in divinity, and in eternity. The Holy Trinity is three persons by character, in one Godhead. One person of the Trinity is the Son incarnate and became, in hypostatic union, a perfect man. Abba Dionysius affirmed these doctrines using many quotations from the Old and the New Testaments, and he sent this letter with two priests of the church scholars. In Antioch, 13 bishops and the two Coptic priests assembled in that council. They brought Paul before the council and asked him about the heresy that he was teaching. He declared it to them and did not deny anything. They debated the issue with him and read to him the letter of Pope Dionysius and made him listen to what the Apostle Paul said about the Lord Christ, the Word of God that he is, quoting Hebrews 1, verse 3, the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person. They lengthily debated Paul, but he would not accept their words, and he would not turn away from his erroneous opinion. They excommunicated him and all those who believed in his teachings, and they exiled him from his seat. The fathers assembled in this council put forth beneficial canons for the church, which are still in the hands of the believers to this day. May the prayers of these fathers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.